this is Bo. Bo, may I help you?
Hi, Bo. This is Ruben. I think I just missed your call.
Oh, hi, Ruben. How are you?
Good. Sorry, did I just miss your call?
Yeah, I called you yesterday. And
I'm having some phone issues. I apologize about that.
Oh, no problem. I don't know if you got my... What I have is, if this vehicle is a 2008, I could finance it here. I could finance two or three of them, actually. But because it's a 2006, my financing source, my local bank, won't touch it.
Okay.
It's an F-550. Rich referred me to you from Cassone Truck.
Yes.
So it's an F-550 with a new hook lift for like 36.5.
Okay.
The other issue is I was trying to finance it just as a normal truck loan or whatever because we don't have like a two-year history of the business, but we wanted to sign personally for the vehicle, and we could pay cash multiple times, but I don't want to use all the money for just for the trucks.
All right. So you're a startup business, right?
Yep. It's a new, we have four businesses, but this is a new one. Yep, absolutely.
What kind of businesses do you currently own?
They're non-associated. So they're mortgage businesses. I have actually a marketing company, a real estate company, various, entities, but none of them are really assigned to this. I've had people look at it that way, seeing if they could run it through one of the other businesses.
Running it is, that's, I've been in our line of business for 9 years. I've been with our company. You can't run a truck through a mortgage company. However, you can look at that. That's someone that doesn't know what they're doing usually, or though they're trying to probably get you the best approval from my experience, but I don't work that way. So what I can tell you is, if you've got some history in what I call a story file, it's definitely a look at it. Do you mind if I ask you some general questions about your business to point you in the right direction?
Yeah, no, keep in mind, most of my income is heavily W-2, but my actual wife everything's going to be in my wife's name. I don't want to get any more into what I'm doing. I don't want to get into other businesses, so I'm putting it in her name. She is self-employed. And it's all verified income. We don't write everything off.
I think you're used to with the utmost respect, I think you're used to mortgages and people throwing stuff about you about loans that's not necessarily accurate. I can kind of walk you through the process if you let me. I think you've got some information that's on, and don't take it the wrong way. There's a lot of people in our industry that just that throw information at customers that's inaccurate. So this is a new business. You said your wife is going to be the legal shareholder, correct?
Correct.
All right. Does she have good credit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
800, 780, 900, FICO, okay. If that means any different credit rating.
It's part of the process. So here's the general idea that I would give to you based on what you're telling me. And by the way, can I grab your email real quick?
Yeah, let me give you my wife. My Google is being, it's Deborah. Let me see which one I'm using right here. It's Floyd. So it's F-L-O-Y-D, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A.
F-L-O-Y-D or I-D?
Okay, like Pink Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D.
Okay.
And then her first name, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Zero at Gmail.
So Floyd Deborah Zero at Gmail?
Yep,
okay.
That's it.
And zero, not O. Okay. So there's two D's. It's Floyd and then another D for Deborah. Okay.
Correct.
Generally, a few quick questions. The business is a startup. Have you started operations at all, or is this a pure brand new business?
No, it's brand new. Brand new.
Okay. Give me a second. So I just sent you an email, but for some reason, my contact information did not attach.
Okay.
So give me one second. I'm going to resend an email. Did not attach.
Reuben Goldstein, I see it.
Yeah, I'm going to send you an email real quick. Hold on. So let me walk you through the process. And when are you looking to get this equipment purchased?
I mean, I'm in no particular hurry. I mean, within 30 days, it's fine. As long as Rich keeps the truck intact, he may sell it. That's the problem.
Okay, fair enough. So I can give you an idea of what's available for your business and what we can provide. And just so you know a little about our company, my relationship with Rick, I actually just financed a customer for him that's out of North Carolina. So here's the idea. Most business banks, it's not like mortgage financing where it's based on income and credit and the real estate. It's based on time in business and credit. So most lenders in this industry, you just have to have 2 years in business just to start the conversation, which is an unfortunate reality, but it's due to risk parameters. We do startup businesses, we do existing businesses, we do both. So we do startup business financing. It's a higher risk product because the startup nature, even with good credit, there are more defaults, but we do startup financing. What we take a look at is an application in the last 3 months of business bank statements or the last 3 months of personal bank statements, whatever you have available. Typically, our standard startup funding for a truck would be, if there's good credit, it goes up to $35,000 to $40,000. We have two options that we present, a two-payment down scenario or a 20% down payment scenario. In terms of the equipment age, we can do things that are older, or higher mileage, which it sounds like one of these vehicles is on the older side, correct?
2006 with 55,000 miles.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's a low mileage vehicle, but it's just 10 years old, which is an issue for many banks. For us, it won't be a problem.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the main issue. If it's 2008, I can go get 10 of them if I want it. I mean, literally. Because our debt raises are so low, they would do it as a normal truck loan.
And just, those are personal loans. We provide business loans, so the loan doesn't, we look at personal credit. Of course, you are personally signing, but the transaction goes under your business credit. It doesn't get reported to the personal credit bureaus.
Okay. I gotcha.
Any other questions I could answer for you?
Not right now. I mean, 3 months bank statements, no problem. She has revenue, and that's about $15,000 a month, probably net. Net maybe $12,000. She says it's over $100,000 plus per year annually on tax returns, and can show the bank statements.
You can feel free to send over a tax return or a W-2. It's really not a huge part of our process because this is under the business, but it can also be helpful.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. We have all that information.
Okay. Feel free to give me a call anytime. Sorry about the phone issues, and hopefully we can, assist your business and get a relationship going.
Okay, so you just want me to kind of forward that information over and start from there?
Yeah, exactly. And it will take me about 2 to 4 hours to give you an idea of what we can provide once I receive the application and bank statements.
All right, and you just sent that over then? Is that what you sent the application?
Yeah, correct.
All right, I'll just take a look at it. And what's the normal timeline, just so if Rich asked me?
We can approve files in about 2 to 4 hours and do funding within 24 to 48 hours. It's a very quick process.
Okay, and down payments, that's not a problem. We're buying like $80,000 worth of bins for the business and cash, so that's why we didn't want to pay cash for the truck.
We do a lot of startup financing. So if you're looking for someone, I'm not here to push you, but I have a lot of customers that come into me and they really don't want to show their cards because kind of in banking, business banking right now, their fear is the more you tell the bank, there's more reasons you'll be declined. That's kind of the common theme. We're a business bank and we see things from a cash flow perspective. Generally, our limits for startups is about 75 to 80,000. The customer we actually just did finance is in the bin industry as well. They buy from a vendor called Baker's Waste. I don't know who you're buying from. Who are you purchasing your...
I got a very unique and great situation. Cause I don't know if you heard of a company called Been There, Dump That. It's a national franchise that has started out of Canada.
Okay.
They have about 100 locations. But the gentleman that I'm buying the bins off of has kind of mentored me. We've built a relationship. So his father actually wrote the white paper and has been doing the bin business for 20 years. So that company launched off of his business plan. They're personal friends. So he's going to act as my kind of personal, if you want to call it, trainer to launch me through this, through the launch of the business. He's been doing it 20 years. They have four trucks doing 40 bins a day.
Well, I'm saying if you're looking for someone to finance that as well, we'd be open to that, depending, just to give you an FYI. But, you know, we do a lot of startup financing. I think it's a good program and kind of gets people from A to B, and so they don't have to spend all their immediate cash on hand.
Definitely would be interested. I mean, especially for expansion. So at least if not right away with the bins, if we were going to order, you know, another truck and more bins. But we're trying to be systematic. I mean, I've built four businesses. We know how to do it, but we have to crawl before we walk.
Okay.
But I'd be open to any of that. I'll send you the information requested.
Okay.
And tax returns and whatever else.
We really don't need that information. I mean, if you want to include your tax return W-2, you can feel free to. We typically, I mean, we ask for that information probably about 10% of the time, so it can't hurt you. But I don't want to overwhelm you with paperwork.
Okay, no, that's fine too. Now let me ask you one more question. Can you tie in the truck loan with, say, a partial order of, say, the bins or dumpsters?
Yes, we can pay up to. Yes, we can pay multiple vendors on a transaction.
Okay, we have we have about $250,000 in cash to launch this business, but I don't want to use very much of it because it's a new business for me, so I want to make sure if it fails, I just pay the trucks off and call it a day, sell them off and be done. But
okay.
I don't think that's going to happen. I've never failed any business, so. Okay, sounds good. I'll get it over to you and we'll go from there.
You got it.
Okay, we'll probably have it over, hopefully, depending on the list, later tonight. You should have it by tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, and I really appreciate it, Ruben.
You got it. Look forward to working with you, Bo, okay?
Sounds good. Hey, where are you? Are you in California?
I'm in San Diego, correct.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I open mortgage offices all over the country. I'm a national production guy for a large mortgage banker.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're expanding. It's cross-country. We're expanding pretty aggressively out there.
Cool. It's always fun.
Great. Yep. Great, great state, man. Enjoy it when I get out there. You're in a beautiful area.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You got it.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.